is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and joining me today is...
I'm Stacy.
Marianne.
Jay, how's it going?
Thank you guys for joining me. Today, we are starting off our weird news with something straight out of Six Flags. Mm-hmm. Are you guys aware of the Six Flags Fright Fest that happens this time of year around Halloween?
I try and ignore it.
I'm aware of it. I've never been, but I definitely am aware of it.
I'm right there with Jay.
I don't understand why people would want to.
Well, you wouldn't want to go to Fest and just be followed around by like people dressed like zombies and terrified.
I already scream enough on the roller coasters. I don't need to add screaming while just walking around the park.
Hey, I know friends that love it. Me, I'm just like, pay money for that? I don't think so. I'm good.
I get scared like walking around in the dark like in my house.
Right.
Fright Fest is definitely not for me. Yeah. But if you're really into Fright Fest... they have a new contest. At the Six Flags in St. Louis, Missouri, they are holding a contest where candidates can sleep in a coffin to win money. And specifically, you would have to sleep in a coffin for 30 hours to potentially win $300.
And can I just say, it's so weird when because I saw this one today and I was just like, first of all, 30 hours. Second of all, only $300?
Right?
That's it? Yep. I'm like maybe like $3,000 or $30,000. I'm like, all right, maybe I'd be into this now, but $300, I'm like... I make more than that at work. Why the heck would I do that? I mean, so that's what's really weird. The weirdest thing to me about this story is, oh yeah, you get $300. It's like, there'd be a few more zeros on there.
Right, or why isn't it doing like it. 13 hours? Sleep right. for 13 right. hours in a coffin.
Yes, yeah.
That's a whole night.
Hours.
Yeah, hours. And what if you have to go to the bathroom?
Well, so there are some, they have some specifications about this. So they're going to be six coffins, and they call them deluxe coffins. Hmm. They are 2 foot by 7 foot. They also said on their website they are slightly used.
I'm hoping that's just for marketing.
Just to add to the fright part.
Or are these the like the show coffins at funeral homes?
They did not specify.
I just think, like, because now one thing I say about Fright Fest is really cool, and I think the last few years they stopped it. So they used to do a Bill and Ted, like, Halloween show every year. And I've watched some of it on YouTube, and it's an amazing show, by the way. If you get a chance to watch it, watch it. They make fun out of the movies of that year and all this stuff. So they have some good stuff there. They have, like, a Beetlejuice show, at least they used to, and all these cool things. But, yeah, like, this is just something where it's just, maybe it sounded good in their heads. And maybe even on paper it sounded good, but in theory, I'm just like, who would be that itching for money?
It doesn't even look good on paper. 30 hours, $300.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good.
Well, yeah,
at
the
all.
Numbers don't make sense, but no. I mean, there are some people who would do this because I have seen a thing where I think you could win a contest to go spend the night in like Dracula's castle. Because you would totally want to, and your imagination would not run wild at all or anything.
Isn't it more money to do that, though? Like, $10,000?
Yeah. Right. And not only that, but I thought I read in this, too, like, where, if you do, like, the 30 hours or something, you may get to keep the coffin. It's like, okay, why would you want to do that? Is it that comfy? It's weird. I'm like, that sounds like something like, goody, I get to keep the thing that you kept me in for 30 hours. Oh, boy, I want that memory. I want to be like, hey, guess what? $300, I won this. It's like 30 hours.
I mean, if you have a family member with 1 foot in the grave already.
Wow.
You get $300 and a coffin.
You've got the whole funeral covered right there.
Yeah, I hate to say that. That is probably like, it's like, hey, you know what? You have a great grandmother. Like, yeah, that might. But still, it's like one of those, you're like, I don't know. If this is something, we'll see how, because this is their first year, and if it doesn't go well, maybe their only year doing this, we won't be shocked. Why? We'll be like, oh, yeah, because... unless they up the ante or the price next year. Maybe next year it'll be with tarantulas. You could be in there for 30 hours with tarantulas.
No. Just fear factor.
It'll be $30,000, but you'll be in there with tarantulas.
Like, this feels like it would be a really good thing for someone who is, like, actually a goth. and is like, you know what? I'd love to just sleep all day anyways.
Someone who actually hates the sun.
Like, yeah. I'm just, you know what? I have nothing to do on that Saturday or whatever, so I might as well just go do what I'd be doing anyways and get $300.
Well, here's the other thing. Their website's a little cheeky about it. They say breakfast in bed. Well, all meals. Meals, snacks, drinks are all in the coffin. Hmm. Also, you might get random visits by the Fright Fest folks.
Oh, wow.
While you're in a coffin, just to add to that. Oh. And you get 1 6-minute bathroom break every hour. Wow. But they do have phone charging stations in the coffin. Another reason why you might want to keep your deluxe coffin with a phone charging station just in case. So, yes. I mean, that wasn't, like, that bad. I was like, well, at least you get a bathroom break. And you are supervised the whole time by an employee.
So do the 6 minutes roll over? Like, let's say you didn't need a potty that hour, and the next hour you needed a little bit longer than 6 minutes. Could you double it and use 12?
They did not specify, but I don't think so. I mean, I guess you'd have to do the contest to find out.
Right.
You know, if you're going to, I would say if you went up the ante and make it worth more money, it's like, just bury them for 30 hours.
See, oh, God. Goes. Just a Kill Bill situation. That's
not. $300?
No. For more money. For more money. Not $300. No. But it just seems to me like, I don't know. Like, I this story is one of those stories where it's just, you're like, God, I mean, it's something that may be fun for marketing, but
I could see someone like almost like wanting to like live stream the event or something, or like while you're in your coffin.
Right? Can you talk? Do you have to just lie there? Or?
I don't know. They didn't specify what the like restrictions are, but they also specifically said that if they get people like willing to, they call them in and they don't show up, then it'll just go to the next person after that. So I feel like they're expecting a lot of people.
I mean,
to
it's
be
Halloween
very interested.
Time. So
yeah.
Also, there's a possibility that you might not win the full $300 if the multiple people last.
Oh, yes.
So they might have to
outlast people.
Yeah. Jeez.
You know, I really, the more I'm here about this, more I'm like, this is gonna blow up in their face. I don't know. It's just what's gonna like, happen. I wish it didn't, but.
See, now it really needs to be like 13,000.
Yeah, the more I'm hearing, the more I'm like, this is just getting to sound like a worse and worse idea as we're learning more about it. And I, if I did that for 30 hours, like, oh, you get $100. No, I don't. You said $300. Well, two people won with you. I don't care. Well, it's also, like, I was promised $300. You're giving me $300. That's what's happening.
How are you supposed to get other people to quit? Like, mind games somehow? Right. Like, how do you make someone else, like, when they're in the bathroom, you know? Like,
you wait till it's 1 a.m. and then you start talking about all the possible creepy things and all the stories you've heard of people dying mysteriously.
Oh, my God.
And then you just hear those randoms. Oh, what was, did you hear that? I bet that's an axe murderer.
Can someone hear you through the coffin, though?
Do they keep it open?
That's what I don't know either. That's what I thought about.
I want to say probably not, but I don't know.
I mean, they have to.
That's what I thought, too.
Coffins aren't made to be breathable, are they?
I don't know. It seems to me like you could just say, hey, they were gone for 6 minutes and 1 second. They're out. I mean, maybe you can do that. I don't know. They were gone for 6 minutes and 1 second. That's right. They were gone longer. I don't know.
I don't know how you would regulate that.
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have people who go with them to the bathroom, right?
Yeah, they have, like, escorts and employees the whole time.
I don't know. This seems to something to me that it's something not a bad idea, Fright Fest, Six Flags, but I don't think it's going to go the way you think it's going to go. Because if all six people somehow get through each round, it's $50 each for 30 hours. That's ridiculous.
No, that's so not worth $50.
It's not. No, it wouldn't be. And that's the problem right there. That's what's going to happen right there. They're going to be like, hey, yeah, I made it through the 30 hours. Yeah, here's your $50. It's like you're going to... I would be like, wait, what? No.
I just think that's bad PR.
Yeah. They really need to change one or both of those numbers.
What they really just need to change the number altogether, because there are certain contests where people do certain things for certain amounts of money. $300 is not a good amount of money, especially when it's Six Flags. You aren't poor people.
I would do three hours for $300.
I'd do 30 minutes maybe for $300.
I wouldn't mind maybe 8 hours, but 30 hours for $300, that's terrible. You look at the math there, you're like, this doesn't work.
They misplaced zeros
somewhere.
Yeah. Like, maybe they think a lot of people are going to win, and even then, it's like, well, then make it harder. I don't know. Maybe at one, like, you know, in one point, go, okay, now we're going to put bugs into it with you, or rats, or something. I don't know.
No, then I'd definitely be like, this is Ripley's, you're paying me $50,000.
Well, I mean, even if they think a number of people are going to win, if they're all splitting the prize, it's still the only, like, even if you set this at 3,000 or 13,000 or 30,000, you still only have to pay that one prize, no right. matter how many people stay in the coffin. But so you could have set this at a higher number. Yeah. It's that one number.
If they had a higher number, it's like, hey, it's 30,000. Even if all six won, it's still $5,000. $5,000? That's not a bad number. I would take that back. Everybody won. I still get more than I'm going to make, you know, in a 30-hour period. That's just the truth. So, yeah, like, the number, I would suggest the number definitely needs to be changed. Because if it's not, I ain't doing it. You can't make me.
Maybe they feel like the coffin is like the extra bonus, because coffins are a lot of money. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever had to bury anybody. Those are like $2,000, $3,000.
Yeah, but this is a slightly used coffin.
Yeah, and double used.
Yeah, it's like a weird like oh wait, as a bonus you get this. Okay,
it's just like a show.
What are you gonna
coffin.
Do? Sell it on eBay? You're gonna like, hey, I was at Fright Fest and I won this coffin so much on eBay. I don't know. It just seems really, really weird to me.
And you gotta let them know, by the way, I slept in it for 30 hours.
Yeah, it might not smell okay, but that's why. Because I was in it for 30 hours.
Like, is there such a thing as, like, Carfax for coffins? Like, coffin facts?
Yeah, coffin facts.
How many people have slept in this coffin? Has it ever been dropped? Does it have any accidents? Has it been buried before?
Right, do you see dirt on the sides? Exactly. Scratch marks?
Yeah, geez. Definitely a wonderful story for this episode and for this podcast. Absolutely.
I mean, I would personally be terrified, especially if they close the lid. But if you want to, they are choosing coffin dwellers on Thursday, October 4th. So you still have time.
Yep.
To hurry over to St. Louis to sleep in a coffin for 30 hours.
No, especially if you're not from St. Louis, why would you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Gas alone, it's like, really?
Yeah.
No, that would not be.
Maybe they have a lot of frequent flyer miles. Like, you know, I have a lot of extra miles. I think I'm going to go to Six Flags Fright Fest and try this out. Why not?
30 hours to wait.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Or they really want to sleep in a coffin and just cannot wait.
I actually almost thought that maybe like some like crazy high schooler would want to do this, but you have to be over 18.
Right, yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know who's going
to
want
this. Can you get your
this.
Parent to like sign a whatever?
Hey, yeah. Mom, yeah. Just don't look at
my, it. My 16-year-old is crazy enough. They're fine. They can sleep in the coffin for 30 hours. I don't care.
Oh, gosh.
It'll be 30 hours away from my teen. I don't know.
Yeah, like 30 hours of quiet. Can you keep them for like 30 days? Is that okay? You feed them, right? They're good.
They're paying you for the babysitting, the $300.
Right, exactly.
I have two toddlers. They'll fit in there perfect.
They can share.
This is wonderful.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe if you really like Six Flags food and you just want like funnel cakes every day.
Yeah,
I'm
and you want
sure.
You can say to your friends, like when you're like, you know, 50 years from now, you know what? Back when I did this, like, you know, 50 years ago, I won $300. It was amazing. It's like, yeah, sure, Grandpa. I'm sure it was.
Yeah, and we're going to bury you in that coffin. So glad you have it.
Even then, I feel like they'd still be like, Grandpa, $300 wasn't that much.
It was back in my day.
Why would you do that?
It was back in my day. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. I promise you.
No. Like, sure, if this was the 1930s,
right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. That's your year's income.
Oh, gosh.
That's great.
Yeah, that would be depressing. Well, again, if you want to do it, go sign up. Tell us how it went.
Yeah, more power to you if you want to do it. Have
tell
fun.
Us how it went.
I would love to hear how that goes.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be back to hear our next topic.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Hello and welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We are back to our next section, and we will be talking about a story that really tickled my fancy, that is Octopus on Ecstasy.
Also, so it tickled your fancy with tentacles?
Yep, mm-hmm. All 8 of them.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Nope, just 3 or 4.
It was too out of it for the others.
Yeah, it was too high. Also, when I read this, I always thought that it was octopi. For multiple,
it is, isn't it?
Well, the article kept saying octopuses.
Maybe they don't know.
Yeah,
it was way less
know.
Fun.
Like, it sounds right to us.
Like sarcophagi.
But I saw several articles. Several articles said octopuses.
It did. The ones I read did.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though. I think it's octopi.
That's what I thought, too.
It is octopi. So they're like, we don't know, or we don't care, and they hopefully won't care if they do.
I think we're just more fun than them. So if I switch back and forth between the two, it might just happen naturally.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this story is about octopi taking the drug MDMA, also known as ecstasy or or Molly, or many other hip street names.
Stacy. I learned that in high school. We had a whole video talking about the street names of different drugs, and it came to listing the ones for ecstasy, and it's like, Stacy. The whole class turned and looked at me.
So octopi on Stacy.
Thanks for that.
That's great. It's like, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Yep, that's right. That's my new nickname.
Well, they were enjoying your drug. But this was started by some scientists at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. They are studying the effects of ecstasy on the brain. And the reason they chose the octopus, was because some other scientists had sequenced the full genetic code for the California two-spot octopus. And it turns out that octopuses and people have almost identical genes for a specific protein that binds the serotonin molecule to the brain cell. And this protein that binds the serotonin molecule to the brain cell is the target of ecstasy. So they were curious what this would mean for the human brain and if an octopus would even react the same way to ecstasy.
And they did.
And they did.
And I have to ask, did they like shove it down the like octopus's beak, or did they like inject it into them? How did they even get it into their system?
This was a fun one for me. So they actually took salt water in a tube. They put ecstasy into the water and mixed it all up, and then put an octopus in there and had it like breathe it through its gills. So it was just like immersed in ecstasy.
Jeez. No wonder they were flying so high. Good grief.
They had the full
or I guess I should say swimming so high.
Yes.
Yeesh, no wonder. Yes. Like this like swimming around normally, then like I feel funny all of a sudden.
Their reactions were nice, though.
Well, I'm sure
they
were
nice.
They
did have some nice reactions. Because apparently when they first gave the octopus ecstasy, they gave them too much. Became paranoid and were, like, changing color rapidly.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Drop the dose.
They said they were, like, hiding in corners, like, looking around.
Yeah,
like,
they probably saw demons swinging over. They're like, why are things trying to kill me?
But
I want to leave.
Once they finally gave him the right dose, Ariane, did you read what the octopus did when they actually gave him the right amount?
I actually saw a YouTube video about what they did. They were very friendly, very sociable. Unlike a normal octopus is, you know, they just really keep to themselves, but they were all about it.
So you're saying that when I, in my normal state, don't want to go out of my room and just want to stay in and not be around anybody, that's my octopus brain.
Stacey.
I should take some of myself, and, but only so much of myself, or otherwise that will be completely exacerbated.
You'll just hide under the blankets.
So I have another question. Was it just like one octopus in each like tank, or were there multiples?
Well, they took one octopus that was high in an enclosure, and then they took, I don't know if the other octopus was high or not, but they put that one in like a little cage because they were afraid how they would react.
Okay.
Because typically an octopus might like fight another octopus.
Okay.
So then they put it in the cage, but then the high octopus loved the other octopus and went up and was like touching it and like all around it. And they said it kind of looked like it was hugging the other octopus.
And so I'm guessing the other octopus is probably like, what's going on, bro? You okay?
Right? Like personal space, personal bubble.
Yeah. It's like, bro, what's going on?
This is not what we do. We're not huggers.
You don't go back to your tank.
Yeah. I'm sorry, they should try next pot and just like put like a bunch of brownies in there and like they'll all be gone in like 5 seconds. That'll be the next study. It's like, wow, what'll happen when an octopus gets stoned? We know what they do on E now, on ecstasy. But what about pot?
Well, now I want to, and this is kind of, this shows where my brain goes because this isn't even real. I want to see what would happen if you created like a cannonball-sized thing of ecstasy to fire at a kraken.
Oh,
because that's where my brain defeat the kraken. The kraken wouldn't want to kill you anymore. It would friendly.
But look at it this way, though. In the movie, though, instead of it trying to eat Jack Sparrow, it'd just be all over Jack, and Jack would be like, "Love, what are you doing?"
Yeah,
like,
so it still hugs the ship down into the sea.
Well, not just
so,
that, but like you can see, I can just imagine Jack Sparrow going, "Love, what are you doing? Get your hands all off of me. What are you doing?"
Not in an aggressive way. It brings it down.
Kill you through love. Kill you through kindness.
There you go.
Yeah, they'll see him in the third movie. He'll be like, are you okay, Captain? He's like, no, I'm not okay. Did you see what happened last time? That's why you don't give it ecstasy, especially a cannonball size. No.
I also, one of the other thing that I liked is when it was high, it like did like little flips in the water. And then it also said, like, you know, like in aquariums, a little thing that makes bubbles, you know, like to aerate the water. It like just went over and like started playing with it and like fondling the little like bubble thing.
Oh yeah, it was totally high.
Now you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of that little, I think it was the hermit crab in Finding Nemo did the same thing, like bubbles. Or was that the fish? Yeah, the fish, my bubbles. It probably was like that. My bubbles, my bubbles.
I'm just thinking of people when they're high will just be like, ooh, pretty lights.
The way it was moving too, it was funny. It was like almost like it was doing its own little dance, like it had its own song going.
Probably
and it
did.
Was like, I am feeling this.
You know, they should,
this is my jam.
What they should have done, so you should put like a little like strobe light there and like see it dancing. It's like,
oh my gosh, I don't know how it would react to the lights.
It would just start dancing and be like, hey, this is awesome.
It'd be changing the strobe bubbles. That's what it was.
There you go.
Probably would have loved that.
It'd be like, this is awesome, guys. Keep it up.
Another scientist did say, though, that observing the results, they were like, we don't really know if a hug means the same thing to an octopus as what it means to us, because they're like, well, the octopus was touching the other octopus, but is that affectionate? We're not really sure because we don't know what the octopus was thinking.
I happily want to kill you.
Yeah. I want to kill you with hugs.
I just want to smother you with all of my arms.
I feel so great. Let me choke you out.
I'm around it. Shh. It's okay. You'll be fine.
Maybe
you
just wanted to feel it because... Isn't it supposed to, like, usually, intensify your sense of touch or whatever?
Yeah.
So
just wanted to feel the other octopus.
Right. you feel amazing.
I feel the same as you, bro. We're not different. We're the same.
Just
one of us is definitely on something that I'm not.
Right. Did it say then what happened after they were done with getting the octopuses drugged?
It didn't say, like, if there was some weird, like... It didn't say what it was like after, you know? I don't know if there's octopus embarrassment.
But do they keep them?
Or...
Do they do this, like, multiple times?
It just said that I think they might have done... I think they did it multiple times. They also said that they... The article said specifically that none of the octopuses were harmed.
Oh,
they made sure to give it the right amount of drugs after they learned how much
eventually.
Was. To not make it too anxious. I also don't know if they did this in only, like, one octopus or if they had multiple...
Was there a come-down effect? Like, withdrawal
just,
or whatever?
Yeah, I can just imagine it wakes up next morning with a splitting headache and his eyes all bloodshot. It's like, oh, what happened yesterday?
Just slowly creeps away from the other octopus.
I don't remember anything. Then he sees the video of him hugging the octopus. He's like, oh, my God.
Delete that video. Take it down.
It's already viral. Make it go away. Make it go away.
Yeah, they've already made a study about it, man. It's all gone. It's written in paper.
Oh, I'm having too much fun with this.
I wonder if... Because I'm just, you know, questioning. It makes... It dehydrates you, so how would they...
I mean, they're already in the water, so...
Yeah, how do they do that anyways in a normal state? I don't know that much about... I'm going with octopi.
So what, sound like a good idea is, like, be in water when you do this stuff. You won't get dehydrated.
You might drown, though, if you don't have gills.
Serious.
I mean, I guess if it's just taking in all the water through its gills normally, I guess it would just normally do that. I really don't know.
I don't know.
Could an octopus express that it wanted a drink of water?
By the way, I was kidding there. Don't actually do that. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Just so you know.
Don't go swimming.
Yeah, we do not advocate taking any drugs here at the GSMC Podcast Network.
No, we do not.
The other thing that I thought was interesting was they were pointing out that humans are far more evolved than octopi, but since an octopus had this effect, like had it affected on its serotonin and affecting social behavior like the hugging or the touching, it's possible that our like desire for like touching and hugging related to serotonin could have evolved way earlier in our history than we originally thought, since an octopus reacts similarly.
That's interesting.
So they said that because of this study, there's a lot more to be researched, because they were just trying to study ecstasy, and now they're studying octopi and ecstasy and human brains relating to serotonin and the drug. And so it really just opens up a lot of doors for future study. Mm-hmm. And I guess it just kind of shows like how much we don't know yet.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that like
animals?
Every study?
Yeah,
I feel
right.
That's like every scientific study. So we kind of got this, but there's so much we don't know. So continue on forever.
I mean, that's why it was successful.
Yes.
That's true. That is very true.
I mean, if it told us something we already know, it's just like, well, that was...
I mean, it wouldn't be on the podcast if that already happened.
It was fun to watch, though.
I'd bet.
Yeah, I kind of wish I had seen the video now. Just
yeah,
a color changing.
When I get home, I'll have to check it out. Like, let me watch Octopus on ecstasy.
I would probably still view it as the octopus wanting to be a kraken. It's like, let me practice my grabbing you with my tentacles and squeezing you to death. Chase right now. Just practice, man. Just practice.
But they like put the other octopus in a cage, so I don't know if maybe it was just like trying to reach in, like, let me get you out.
Right. Yeah, I must make you free. I must make you free, you prisoner.
I mean, who knows? But yeah, it was fun. I liked the octopus story. Maybe they liked it. I don't know.
It's definitely an interesting story. I'll say that. It's like, most stories, like, huh, okay.
I mean, I'm a little concerned because we can't really tell what the octopus is feeling, and then you put it on something you know is, you know, a psychological narcotic. So I'm like, scientific ethics. But it does sound like the octopus when high was at least cute and cuddly. Yeah. So scientific ethics versus cute cuddly. I don't know where I come out on that.
I mean, it made a YouTube video, so we're probably going to say cute and cuddly.
Maybe.
Yeah, if it goes viral, it's like you see it in, like, you know, all the major news stations. And are any news story tonight, an octopus all cute and cuddly on drugs.
Cute and cuddly. Well, we're going to go to our last commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Hello and welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. Our final story is about some genius raccoons in Toronto. So, I know that we all have a raccoon problem. If you don't have a raccoon problem, you probably just don't know about it, and you probably do. But apparently Toronto is having a particularly bad raccoon war. And it is so bad that a particular area has made these trash cans that are supposed to be raccoon-proof. Because all the raccoons were breaking into the trash and apparently getting pretty tubby off of all of it. It was a major problem. People were observing raccoons everywhere. They were going through all of the trash. They were in everyone's yards. They were having giant families because they were so well fed that the city decided they had to do something. So back, I believe, in 2016, they made these trash bins that were supposed to be raccoon-proof. So the way they worked is there was like a rotating handle on the lid that connected to a disc on the inside, which when the lid is shut, it fastens to a made in Germany gravity lock. They specified made in Germany. And you can open the bin by turning the circular latch or by turning the bins upside down to 110 degrees, which triggers the release of the gravity lock. Wow. Which sounds human proof to me as
it
well.
Is.
Right? This is like NASA or something.
It sounds like too much work to me. It's like, I want to take the trash out. Nah, I don't want to. It's too much work. Not with that trash can anyway. Yeesh.
And I'm sure they thought, oh, well, none of us want to do it anyway, so a raccoon clearly won't. And actually, people were concerned because they were afraid they were going to lose their neighborhood raccoons, and people started showing
sympathy. They wanted
sympathy.
To keep them?
Okay, the raccoon is not Spider-Man. It's not your friendly neighborhood anything. Right. It's a raccoon. Like,
that's great.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, they start naming them like, hey, like there's like, you know, like Ellen and Frank and Bill and... I can imagine.
They're not your friends.
But I'm going to guess that the raccoons figured this out.
Yeah. So even after people started expressing concern they were going to lose their raccoon families, a raccoon was recently caught on camera unlocking the trash can, and they had multiple videos now of these raccoons unlocking them. But it's not all raccoons. It's a genius class of raccoons that are figuring it out. The rest of them are just not.
They're getting the leftovers.
Yeah.
So great. We're going to do natural selection to the genius raccoons who will overrun us. Love it.
How are those ones so evolved that they figured it out?
I don't know.
Maybe it's like Planet of the Apes, but it's going to become Planet of the Raccoons. Where they were like testing some kind of stuff in them that became super smart in the process, and that'll be the next horror movie. It's going to be Planet of the Raccoons. Only the smart ones.
Well, and here at the GSMC Podcast Network, Tate, who hosts the MMA podcast, actually really likes raccoons.
God.
I do not know why. I have no clue about why that's the case. He thinks they're cute. I have tried to tell him. No, they're not. No. So I think he'd be like, yes, absolutely. I kind of imagine there's someone like Tate out there who taught them this, and they just went on and taught someone else.
The only cute raccoon was the one on Pocahontas.
Yeah.
The cartoon is not
the cartoon neck.
I liked the cartoon. Or the Incredibles.
Yeah, Incredibles 2 raccoon was pretty cool. It was.
See, but that's exactly how. That's not a cute raccoon. That's how you deal with a raccoon. You find some way to shoot laser eyes at it so it won't come in your house and attack you. That is the only way to deal with raccoons,
you can, like,
I'm telling you.
Animated raccoons.
What's funny to me is, like, I can just imagine looking their face going, haha, we have the raccoons now. Then, like, a year or two later, they're like, no, we don't. It's like, well. Curse you. Curse you, Mother Nature. Curse you. You found a way.
So what I'm hearing is, rather than hypergravity or whatever, trash cans, right. We need Jack-Jack.
Yes.
That's what it is. That's the solution, is we need to take Jack-Jack to Toronto.
Yeah, that'd be the new thing. It's like, okay, we have to create a Jack-Jack.
Because that can't possibly go wrong.
So what happened? Like, who got it on video? Was it just a local?
I think it was like a security cam. And then after they saw one video, they tried to get other videos of it. So then they set out to, like, try and capture this raccoon on video, which they did. I think now they have at least 2, maybe 3 videos of super smart raccoons.
Was it just out on the street, or was it in somebody's garage?
Just out on the street.
I could imagine the customers wasn't really mad. They're like, hey, we paid good money for this trash can. Yes. This thing is not working. The raccoon's like, I can just imagine a recall. Well, we thought that these cans were going to work wonders. They don't. We're sorry. Our bad. Here's your money back.
Well, the city... Yeah. LOL, JK. But the city actually said that because not all of the raccoons are breaking in, they're still going to keep the trash cans and keep the program going.
Okay, but what if the genius raccoons are all in one neighborhood? Then that sucks for, sucks for you live in, whatever zip code. Sorry.
Right. No, what's going to happen is they're going to train others. They're like, okay, we know how to do it. Now you'll know how to do it now. You'll notice, it's going to be eventually... Be like, they'll all know, and it's like, well, this was a good idea for a while, guys, but I think that the gravy train of this wonderful product is over.
See, I'm super worried because we've covered a number of really smart animals on the show. We talked about the fire alarm rat a few episodes ago. We talked about the crows in France who have been trained to pick up trash, and how crows and birds have figured out ways to, like, get food out of small, like, tubes and to drop it onto busy roads so the tires will run over it and crack it and then go. And I'm like, No, if you're going to be this smart, you need to be, like, a kitten or something. You cannot be a raccoon or a rat or a bird the size of my knee. Like, that's not allowed. You have to be something cute and cuddly that I'm not going to automatically be, like, terrified of.
It's all the ones we don't like.
Right? There's
next
something.
The spiders.
Stop it!
No, next it'll be smart jellyfish.
Oh.
Well, but they can't live out of water anyways, right? So I'm
not
at least covered
yet,
there.
Yet. They'll find a way. They'll find a way to live out of the water and overtake
the smart
humanity.
Fish.
I'm now just thinking of, you talked about spiders, I'm thinking of, like, cockroaches.
Oh,
because they outlive anything. Anyways, they do not also need to be smart. Mother Nature, I am telling you, they're already immortal. They should not get both. That's not fair.
Yeah, we're putting it out here on this podcast,
right?
No,
exactly,
more.
Yes.
Yeah, Mother Nature, that's enough. No more for at least the next few years.
Few, cutting no, it no, off. No,
few
no.
Years
generations when my children's
when the sun has exploded and burnt up the earth, the cockroaches should still not be smart.
Right.
Just, they'll survive, but they should not be smart.
Yeah, they'll be there going, oh, well, that just happened. Oh, that sucks. Well, at least we're still here to see it, so that's kind of cool. All the cockroaches make me think of Joe's apartment.
I mean, I'm okay if it's like Hitchhiker's Guide and the dolphins are really smart. Okay, fine. I will allow for that. But do not have it be the thing that we actually call pest control for. There is a reason we call pest control for that. Like, those should not go together.
Right. We don't need you to be smart.
Yeah, it's like, hey, who said you could be smart? I don't remember saying that. I don't remember signing a petition.
I just don't like the idea.
Yeah, let this animal be smart. No!
Of, like, a pest control person going against, like, a smart raccoon. Like, oh. I just, who do you put your money on?
You know what? You know, that'd be, like, over the hedge. Remember where they had, like, the, little, like, squirrel that, like, drank the energy drink and was able to, like, just, like, slow down time and... stop the thing from happening. That's what's going to happen next. It's going to be smart squirrels and smart chipmunks.
Just start leaving, like, random. You can leave, like, half bottles of beer in your...
Right. That way, what are all those things that affect brain development?
Right, exactly.
Or again, what they'll do is they'll do a study next in raccoons of how will raccoons react to pot.
Yeah. Just leave out Tide Pods around your backyard.
No,
play a video of people eating tacos.
No, they'll eat, the raccoons will eat those and go, these are delicious.
Exactly, but we've heard terrible things about eating Tide Pods. I'm hoping it would also work for raccoons.
You would think so, but probably not. They'd be like, this is a great snack. This is awesome.
They eat trash. They probably have like a
Well,
high...
true. Yeah. Clearly. Obviously.
Yeah. Like, these are full of bubbles. This is wonderful. This is awesome. It's like, this is not working how we planned, sir. I can see that.
See, I feel like someone envisioned this and was like, oh, it'll be like Looney Tunes where Bugs Bunny always outsmarts, you know, whoever. But in real life, no.
In real life,
you don't, like, fall off a cliff and then regenerate. So This should also not be allowed. Like, there are rules to real life that cartoons don't have. And if I have to follow those rules, the raccoon should have to follow those rules also.
They should just put, like, a trap inside the lid. So that way, if
for
they
the people,
do,
they'd be able to, you know, they'd be able to figure that out.
That's great.
Well, at least they'd capture the raccoon and then they can ship it off to, you know.
Yeah, send it to
I'm sorry. We're going to export our genius raccoons. Yes. Another country, you deal with
we'll it. Send it in space. I mean, they can evolve.
They can figure out a space.
They'll go out to space and they'll freaking find some planet and get their own planet. And then they'll come back in a few hundred years and be like, hey, look, we're all advanced and smart. And like, Rocket. They'll be like, Rocket. That's what's going to happen next.
Yeah. Guardian of the Galaxy, exactly.
That'll be the future. They're all going to be Rocket.
Oh, well, on that positive note of how our future is going downhill. With raccoons. We will end the show for today, but thank you so much for listening and tune in next time.